I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. My last hour here on the Mahogany on either the Coast to Coast or Farrell on the Bench shows for 2021. I'll be off the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, and then back at it after that. It is what it is. I wish everybody an incredibly Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I don't want to, I guess, say anything about, you know, good luck with the Omicron and be healthy and all that. Because, like, I mean, can anyone avoid it? I mean, it's everywhere. It's just out of control. It's just like, it's so chaotic even in New York here. So there's like hour-long waits to get COVID tests on the street in New York City. And like everybody and her brother has it. Like it's just everywhere. It's like I'm scared to death just to even go to the airport. I'm scared to death to go to Pittsburgh. I'm scared to death. I got the booster. I got everything. I still don't feel safe at all. I'm bringing a what do they call that thing? I always forget the name of it. I'm bringing the neck one, like the I have the mask that's like a, you know what I'm talking about? Carver High, the one that's like a cover and it's like a neck one.
Possibly.
It goes from your face all the way down to your neck.
Yeah, the gaither.
Yeah, the gaiter. So anyway, I'm taking one of those. I haven't worn a mask now in you know. Eight months.
You better get one out this weekend.
Yeah, I got one out. Bro, I took 10 masks with me, the blue ones, and then I took the gator. I'm gonna wear a mask to that football game. I'm not going anywhere near that stadium without a mask. 70,000 people, that's like a petri dish. And everybody's screaming and drunk. Anyway, so I wish everybody avoids that COVID and the Omicron and all the rest. And I hope you don't have to deal with that crap. It's just so depressing. But I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year with your family. And hopefully none of your family and you get sick. You know what I mean? I remember last Christmas, I got sick with it. If you remember New Year's week, I got it 2 days after Christmas. I got it on the 27th of December. I started getting sick that day on my son's birthday, and I'll never forget. I played basketball. 14 out of the 15 guys I was with got it within 4 days of that day. So we all got it playing ball. And then I was sick as hell. I lived in a hotel for 13 days. I mean, it was crazy. So, I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. I just remember being deathly ill. I had to go to the hospital. I got admitted to the hospital for a night. And that's how bad I was. I was coughing my brains out. I mean, like, It was unbelievable. I never slept. I couldn't sleep because I coughed so much. But I hope you don't get it. I hope the vaccines work and the boosters work. If you don't have, if you haven't got a vaccine and a booster and all that, you're gonna die. I just wanted to say that. I mean, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna get it. So get ready. You're gonna get it, whether you like it or not. Wise ass. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mighty Ear 1090, Sportsman, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, to Pharrell on the Bench. So today, Carver High, I got all this television equipment sent to me by the LTN. I mean, they came by with a truck at my house at the Pharrell Palatial. They came in and rolled in here in a big truck. Touchdown, Allen. And the Chargers are up again with 2 minutes left in the game. They're going to beat the Chiefs. One way or the other, they're going to beat them. Even if the Chiefs score and this game goes to overtime, they just keep scoring on the Chiefs. So much for the Chiefs' defense. They didn't play no defense tonight. Anyway, they Allen with the touchdown catch from Herbert, who has shown up Mahomes tonight like nobody's business. Anyway, they came in today with this truck, and they brought these giant crates, Carver High, giant television cases. You'd think I was like Fox Sports going to the Thursday night game. I got these giant trunks in my studio right now, just gigantic trunks of equipment. I have no idea what's in them. I didn't even open them. I didn't even want to open them. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm going to the airport. I'm not doing any of that tonight. Or today, tonight, whatever. I'm not even looking at it. I'm just like, I don't know how to do anything technical. So I know that, I mean, I guess I do. They walked me through this. I got this turned on, right? 2 years ago, whenever we started doing it. Basically, in March of 20, we started doing this. And I started doing shows from home. I built this studio. That's how long we've had COVID. I had a, you know, I mean, rollover. I mean, tons of money this studio cost me to build. I redid my whole basement, rec room, studio, laundry room. I did it all. I spent a ton of money. And I have this kick-ass studio now, right? So I'm like, listen, I just want to work in my studio. My studio is better than yours. So just let me do shows at my studio. Like, who cares? I mean, it's all about being on the air, being good, right? It's like, who cares where I do it? So now they've sent me like all new cameras and equipment, and it's all evolving. I mean, to tell you, they're coming in here to fix this, like Mafia or somebody's coming to set this up. When I get back next week, it's going to be crazy. The Chargers are up. Herbert's outplayed Mahomes. The Chargers have outplayed the Chiefs. The Chiefs have 2 minutes at their own 40 to score a touchdown and tie this game or go for two and win it. Because he threw it in the ground again. I mean, this guy is throwing in the ground more than anything I've ever seen in my life. He was under tremendous duress there. He was going to get sacked until he got rid of it. I mean, you know what's amazing to me is Kaplan the only guy on earth that picked the Chargers? Adam Kaplan?
I would have to say yes. I saw nobody pick the Chargers. Nobody.
So he got it. I think he's going to hit this bet. He needed it after picking Arizona Monday night. I mean, he threw it into the ground again to Hilaire. Like, I mean, honestly, I'm going to puke watching this guy play quarterback tonight. You cannot tell me. I'm sorry, man. You cannot tell me that he's worth that money. Like, watching him tonight. I mean, honestly. Have you ever seen anything like this guy? Well, he's thrown for 300 yards, 8 yard average, and a TD, a pick, a sack. But his rating's 87.4, 25 and 38. I mean, those numbers, you would never know. You would never know all the incompletions and picks that he's been throwing it in the ground all night and shorting receivers and whatever else. I mean, seriously, would you?
The way he's throwing the ball now, of course, like, you know, he throws three or four bad ones, and now he throws a strike to Hill for a first down. But a lot of his passes have been off the mark, which is very – now he's been running around for his life, too, a lot tonight also. But he has been very inaccurate tonight. He wasn't on that throw to Hill, though. They're now at the 40. They're in business.
So he went over. Remember the props? He went over. He's going to hit that over. But Herbert is at 217. He's not going to hit it.
No.
Unless this game goes to overtime and gets crazy. But even then, I have my reservations. Now he's in trouble again in the pocket. Gets free. Nobody's open. He had to run out of bounds.
I'm sweating. Didn't we say we're going to sweat this under? The under is a major sweat right now. Major sweat.
It's at 49. A score ruins it. You're right about that. We are sweating to the 70s.
The under.
Disco sweat. I mean, honestly, he's already thrown for 318. So you'd never know he was all over the place tonight. You would never know it. But I think some of his incompletions have been so ugly, and that pick he threw was so ugly. But he's going to run for a first down right now and another 30 yards on top of that. Then he gets shoved out of bounds. They're at the 5-yard line. Can you believe how quickly he moved them down the field?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there saying he sucks. I mean, honestly, someone punched me in the face. The guy just ran the ball 40 yards down to the – I mean, he's at least at the 10 or 5. I mean, he's somewhere right down there, isn't he? I mean, what are the Chargers doing on that play? I mean, this guy
How about a stop? I mean, can we get a stop here?
I wouldn't be surprised he gets picked off the way he's thrown it tonight, to be honest with you. It's going to be a hard 7 yards. He's going to break free again, get outside the pocket, throw it, touchdown, Kelsey. Boom, baby. I mean, they came right down the field and scored, did they not? So what do? You go for the win here, you kick the field goal, and the extra point, you go to overtime. You think Reed has the stones to go for two?
No, I don't.
Overtime. We got a great game tonight.
I wouldn't say overtime yet. They left the Chargers a lot of time. The Bucs 16 left here.
That's true. Harbor High, I finally bust out the bowl games here. Butker with the kick. It's good. Tie game. What do you think? I got a lot of games here to hit. I might as well start doing it.
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. So let me pull up the games so I can tell you what they are. They're so embarrassing. Hold on. Oh, look out. Salute. Hope I don't have COVID. I just sneeze. The minute I sneeze, I think I got COVID. It's true. Can you imagine having COVID in last Christmas, New Year's, whatever, for 13 days, and then I'm going to get double vaccinated and boosted and then get it again?
It's possible.
I mean, you might as well just die. Roll up and die. What a way
to go.
You won't feel the same way.
They say you won't obviously feel like you did when you got it last year because you're all boosted up.
But can you imagine, like, the people, 800,000 people in this country are dead because of it? I mean, that's crazy. And they're saying when it's all said and done, it's going to be over 1 million. Because right now it's rocking. And there's going to be people dying left and right. Here we go. The Bahamas Bowl on Friday, tomorrow. Toledo laying 10.5 to Middle Tennessee. I'll take Toledo to win Middle Tennessee plus 10.5. The Cure Bowl. Coastal Carolina laying 11 to Northern Illinois. I'll take Coastal to win Northern Illinois plus 11. Saturday, Western Kentucky and Appalachian State in the Boca Raton Bowl. I'm on App State, minus 2.5. It's at 3 now. New Mexico Bowl, Fresno, laying 11.5 to UTEP. I'm on Fresno, BYU, UAB, BYU laying 7 in the Independence Bowl Saturday. I'm on BYU. Lending Tree Ball, Liberty and Eastern Michigan. Liberty laying 9.5. I'll take the 9.5 with Eastern Michigan Liberty to win. Here's this guy throwing the ball up the field. Now, you're right, Carver High. Throws to Allen. They're at the 45. Oregon State and Utah State in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. The L.A. Bowl in Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. How ridiculous is that? Oregon State laying 7. I'll take Utah State outright. Louisiana and Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl Saturday. Louisiana laying 5. I'm laying 5. I like Louisiana. Monday, Tulsa laying 9.5 to Old Dominion. I'm laying it. Tuesday, Kent State and Wyoming. Idaho Potato Bowl. Wyoming laying 3. I'm on Kent State outright getting 3. Texas San Antonio, San Diego State. I laid 2 with Texas San Antonio to beat San Diego State. Here's a pass picked off, but a flag. Wednesday, Army and Missouri in the Armed Forces Bowl. I'm taking Army. And I'm laying 3.5. It's 4 now. Thursday, Miami of Ohio and North Texas in the Frisco Football Classic. Miami of Ohio laying 3. I'm laying 3. Central Florida and Florida. Florida laying 6.5. I'm taking Central Florida. I got it at 7.5 outright. Friday, Memphis and Hawaii in Hawaii Bowl. Memphis laying 7.5. I'll take it. Hawaii and 7.5. Saturday, Christmas Day, Georgia State and Ball State. Georgia State laying 4.5. I'll take Ball State and the 4.5 outright. I'm rolling now, Carver High. Monday, the 27th, Western Michigan and Nevada in the Quick Lane Bowl. Western Michigan laying 6. I got it when it opened up as Western Michigan +1. I think Western Michigan wins the game. And then BC and East Carolina, BC laying 3 in the Military Bowl Monday. I'll take BC and lay the 3. It's Pharrell on the Bench. All right, so 5 seconds left. There's nothing they can do here. They can't even throw it to get a field goal. There's not enough time. So there's really no point in trying to throw it. This is just to touch the ground and let the clock go out. They're going to overtime. That's all there is to it. So that's that. And they'll go to the extra session at SoFi between the Chiefs and Chargers. And I'll tell you what. The way this game's gone, whoever gets that ball first might go down and score. You know what I mean? I just, the Chargers just do whatever they want. And the Chiefs have to work to get in. But the last score, they didn't have to work. They went right down the field. So anyway, Tuesday, the 28th of December, you got Houston and Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl. Auburn's laying 2.5. I took Houston outright. And I got him at 3. Air Force and Louisville in the First Responder Bowl. Louisville laying 1.5. I'll take Air Force outright. Mississippi State and Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl. Mississippi State laying 8.5. I'm doing it. Lay it. UCLA and NC State. NC State laying 1. I'll take UCLA in that San Diego Holiday Bowl. West Virginia and Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Minnesota's laying 4. I'll lay 4. Wednesday, the 29th, SMU and Virginia in the Fenway Bowl. Virginia laying 2. I'll take SMU. Vatek and Maryland in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Maryland laying 1. I'll take the 1. I got it at 1.5, Virginia Tech. Clemson and Iowa State. Iowa State laying 1.5 in the Cheez-It Bowl. I'll take Clemson +1.5. Oklahoma and Oregon in the Alamo Bowl. Oklahoma's laying 4.5. I got it at 3. I'll lay it. I think Oregon's toast. Thursday the 30th, North Carolina, South Carolina, and the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Mayonnaise Bowl. North Carolina laying 9. I laid 7.5. Purdue and Tennessee in the Music City Bowl. Tennessee laying 4.5. I'll take the 4.5. Purdue outright. Pitt and Michigan State. Michigan State laying 2. I'll take the 2 with Pitt. No Kenneth Walker. I'll take the Panthers and Pickett.
No Pickett either. Pickett's finished as well.
Pickett's not playing?
Nope. Announced it tonight. Done.
Come on.
Going to the bowls. Finished. I mean, going to the draft. Done.
Oh, that's just stupid.
And honestly, it really does. Like, I mean, we're going to bet on the game either way because it's just what we do. But, like, you talk about ruining a game. I mean, no Pickett and no Kenneth Walker. Like, why the hell are you watching? I mean, they were only two of the, you know, 5 or 6 most exciting players in college football this year. We'll just take them out of the game. Now you get, you know, Pitt and Michigan State. Like, without those two guys, what's
just
the point?
Cancel that. I don't even want to bet on that game now. I'm done with it. Don't go near it. You want to take the two best players out of the game? Then I'm not betting on it. I'm not watching it. Thanks a lot. Nice job, Pitt. How does Pickett do that to the fans that have waited years for something like this? I mean, that just ruined that Peach Bowl. Wisconsin and Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl. Wisconsin's laying 7. They'll beat the crap out of Arizona State. I think they'll beat the crap out of them. Arizona State doesn't matter. Friday, New Year's Eve, Wake Forest and A&M in the Gator Bowl. A&M laying 4.5. I got it at 6.5 with Wake. I like A&M to win, Wake to cover. Washington State and Miami in the Sun Bowl. Washington State getting 2.5. I'll take them outright to beat Miami. Miami loses to everybody in bowl games. I mean, what was it? Tulsa beat them? I mean, so embarrassing.
Va Tech.
Central Michigan and Boise State in the Arizona Bowl. Boise State laying 8. I'll take the 9.5 that I got with Central Michigan. Boise to win, Central Michigan to cover. The semifinals of the playoff, Cincinnati and Bama. Bama laying 13.5. I'll lay it. Georgia laying 8. I had them laying 7.5. I got Georgia. Saturday, January 1, Oklahoma State and Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Notre Dame laying 2. I'll lay 2 with Notre Dame. Penn State and Arkansas in the Outback Bowl. Penn State laying 2.5. I'll take Arkansas and 2.5. Iowa and Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. Kentucky laying 3. I'll take Iowa in the 3. Utah and Ohio State. Ohio State laying 6.5. I'll lay it in the Rose Bowl. Baylor and Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl. Baylor, a straight pick 'em. Tuesday, January 4th, LSU and Kansas State. Kansas State laying 1. I got LSU originally laying 3. So now I'll take LSU plus 1. Thank you, ma'am. Losing a bowl game to
they're
Kansas
gonna be,
State. My ass.
Well, that's another situation where it's just, I mean, LSU's basically taking a quarterback. You know, they're going to get somebody off the baseball team to play quarterback. They just have nobody to play. It's just a miserable situation.
I think let's just face facts right now. Let's just stop with all this nonsense. The bowl games are a joke.
Well, especially in the last 2 or 3 years, we've now found this newfound, nobody plays in them, which is just really, I mean, they were getting stale to begin with. But now you take all the best players out of the games, and it's like, what are we doing here? Like, that, the Peach Bowl's wrecked. Like, even Notre Dame, it's like, their two best players aren't playing. I mean, Hamilton's not playing on D, and Kyron Williams isn't playing on offense. Like, what? I don't know what to expect. How do you bet on these games? It's just, it's ridiculous.
It's dangerous.
You got all these other guys transfer out. They're in the transfer portal. They're not playing. Who's playing in these games?
I mean, they're just an absolute joke. They're not worth playing. The games, you know what they should do? I hate to say it, but I'm just going to come right out with it. I think the college football season should end on the conference championships, and that's it. It's over. And then you have the playoff, the semifinals, and the championship. I think the bowl games are a waste of time. They're an absolute joke. Nobody plays. All the best players don't play. And then they pull out, you know, a week before the game, right? Like, so you think
right.
you're...
And it's like...
You make a bet, and you're going to get roasted.
Like, those six bowl games are supposed to be, you know, the big bowl games. You know, the two semis and those four other games. So, Pitt and Michigan State play great all year. They got these two great players. The only reason Pitt and Michigan State are in that high-profile bowl game is because of those two players. And now they're not going to play in the game. And now they're not going to play in the game. So, who cares? And the Chiefs win this game. I mean, unbelievable.
Did he just go in the end zone and win a game?
You said it. Whoever was going to get the ball first was going to win. You said whoever got the ball. No, the other team didn't even touch the ball. Chargers didn't even see it.
Didn't even touch the ball. And they covered a three. Cover! Hey, so Adam Kaplan's the only guy we know that took the Chargers in the world. He's the only guy that lost money. After Monday, I love Kaplan. I really do. But after Monday and Thursday, man, your boy needs to go wash off. He's just taking a bath.
But
Kelsey with
this.
His second gigantic touchdown.
Nobody was on the Chargers tonight. And now that they've lost the game, see, this wouldn't have been as big a discussion if they ended up winning it. But now that they've lost the game,
all the fourth downs,
the coach is gonna get grilled with all the going for it left, right, and center.
Brandon Staley's gonna get roasted tonight for Christmas. Roasted nuts on a open fire. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Brandon Staley's onion stew. His Christmas is screwed because he blew the game tonight. It's so high. Loving you is what I do. Kelsey with two gigantic touchdowns. He just went off the 69-yarder and then that one. I mean, are you kidding me? Mahomes throws for 442. Herbert, 252. It doesn't matter. Game over. Chiefs win. Mahomes comes up big late in the game with two late touchdown drives. One of them to tie the game. One of them a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie the game. The other one to tie the game. And then to win it in overtime. The last three touchdowns were from him. And they win it 34-28. And I got to tell you, your boy, that is just crazy. Kelsey, 34 yards. Kelsey, 7-yarder. That Kelsey had three. What was it?
He had the one where he was stopped. He was stopped at the goal line on the one.
Oh, you're right. That wasn't a touchdown. The 69-yarder, he was stopped at the one. But that was like what? Didn't he still throw to him in the end zone for the touchdown?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, because Kelsey from Mahomes for 7 yards. Anyway, they win the game. That's all that matters. Who cares trying to figure out how many he had? The guy went off and the game is for on the bench. There you go. Mahomes gets it done in overtime at SoFi with a 34-yard strike to Travis Kelsey. I thought Kelsey was magical in the game, the 69-yard catch, the 7-yard TD catch that basically was the game-tying touchdown. And then they went down 28-21 on the Keenan Allen score from Herbert from 8 yards. Hill had caught one to make it 21 apiece, 21-19, and then the two-point conversion, right, to Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. And then Allen scored, and it was 28-21. Then Kelsey scores 28 apiece. Then they go to overtime, and Kelsey from Mahomes 34-28 final. Kansas City wins it. He's never lost a road division game. He's 12-0 in road division games. That's crazy. And Kansas City's record in December, not just this December, but every December for the longest time now, is outrageous, Carver Hyde. They just absolutely, I mean, it's unbelievable, but they are like, they are unbeatable in December for the last few years. They just don't lose.
They know when it's time to turn it on. We've seen this a lot with the Packers the last few years as well. It seems like they start to play better once you get into December, you get into January. They know it's their time. And hey, they won the division tonight, pretty much. I mean, they're two games up on the Chargers. They're going to, and not only that, I mean, they got eyes now to, you know, if New England loses maybe to Indianapolis this week, they got eyes on maybe being the top seed. After all that, we spent about 6 weeks in September and October talking about how the Chiefs are in trouble, Chiefs offense looks out of sync, this their defense sucks, and now we're sitting here and they might be the one seed in the AFC. So that's how fast things turn around. I'm still upset about this under, by the way. 29 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
So, 29 points in the fourth quarter. They're 10-4, so they are the top seed.
Yeah. I think if New England wins this week, they are the top seed.
Well, Tennessee's 9-4. New England's 9-4. So that's the bottom line right there.
They lost to Tennessee. New England are both 9-4. Yeah. They lose a tiebreaker with Tennessee because they lost heads up to them. But I think that they probably win it over New England. So we'll see how that stuff shakes out.
I think Tennessee loses to Pittsburgh. And I think.
Yeah, very possible.
There is no way you can tell me that that's the number one seed in the AFC, the Titans. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not buying that.
I don't either.
And if they are, they're going down.
Yeah, they won't get to the Super
Bowl. I mean, they are going down. They're not winning anything. Tennessee not winning the Super Bowl.
I think even if Henry comes back and he plays in the playoffs, I don't think that they get to the Super Bowl. So
first of all, if he comes back, I don't believe that he'll, frankly, do anything. I do not believe a guy can miss 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and whatever it is, he's missed 10 weeks. It's 10 weeks he's missed. I don't believe you can miss 10 games, come back, and then have like a 150, 200-yard game in the playoffs. I just don't believe it.
Here's 40 carries. You know, you've been out for 2 months. Here's 40 carries. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe you can get a guy that hasn't played in 10 weeks and then give him the ball, what, 30 times? It's impossible. They can only give him the ball 15, 20 times max. There's no way that guy can carry the load if he hasn't played for 10 weeks. I'm sorry. When you don't play in the NFL for 10 weeks, you are not the same person, cardio or anything-wise, leg-wise, hits-wise, anything-wise, than you were when you were playing it at a prime clip every day, every Sunday, and every day in practice. I'm sorry. There's no way I believe that. Do you believe that?
No, I don't think that he's just going to show back up and then all of a sudden, boom, here we go. Here's Henry, you know, getting 35 carries for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. I don't see how that's possible.
I think most people are stupid and they believe, well, he's been out 10 weeks, so he's fresh. That's not the way it works. I'll give you, he's fresh, but he's also, you know, ripe for a beating. I'm telling you, you don't play for 10 weeks, man. You don't know what that comes. Like that hit comes in the NFL playoffs. Those do not feel good. And when you haven't been playing, I don't care how clean and healthy and rested you are. You get lit up. You will know it in a hurry. And even if he played one game and got through it, I think he'd be like on Monday and Tuesday, he'd be crippled. And don't tell me you can break your foot and come back 10 weeks later and you're just some rock star and you had a broken foot that was in a cast and had surgery. I don't believe it.
He's going to try to come back quicker than what's anticipated from that injury.
That's it. I just don't believe it. So I'm not even going to believe it. So I'm not buying it. And not only that, like I said, I think they're beatable Sunday.
I do too.
In Pittsburgh, I think they're beatable. Now, they should beat the Steelers, right? The Steelers are 6-6-1. They suck. And they're 9-4. And Vrabel knows it, that they should go in there and beat the Steelers. As sure as I'm sitting here, they should beat the Steelers, right? But I bet they won't. I'll be there. I bet they won't. I mean it. I think Pittsburgh can beat them.
I agree with you.
If Najee runs the ball well and Ben throws the ball well and they play the defense that they've been playing of late. Now, the Viking game, I told you they'd lose the Viking game. I told everyone they would lose the Viking game. And they were down 29-0. They should have lost 40-0. But the fact that they lost whatever it was, 36-28, was absolute BS. That they came all the way back on the Vikings is crazy. That should have never happened. But it did happen. So you saw them come back, and Roethlisberger was lighting it up. And so don't tell me that guy can't still throw the football. I don't want to hear it. He can throw the football all day till 6 ways till Sunday. He can throw the ball all day. Bombs, everything else. He threw a bomb to Washington in the Raven game. 50 yards. The guy should have caught it right in his hands like a loaf of bread. You remember when he dropped it?
Yep.
That was a touchdown. You got to catch that ball, bro. I don't care what you say. You got to catch that. And Freiermuth got to catch that ball in Minnesota on the last play of the game. You got to catch that ball right in your hands. I don't care what anybody says. You're a pro getting paid millions. You got to catch that ball. I don't care if you're a rookie or you're a 10-year man. You got to catch that ball. I mean, did you see Kelce catch that ball right there? 34-yard touchdown. He caught the ball. He don't drop it. It's simple. Some guys drop it and some guys don't. You see the guy Cook tonight? Whatever, the tight end for the Chargers on that little on that little 2 yard at the 2 yard line, right in his hands, touchdown. He dropped it. Can you imagine? He's like running into the end zone before he had the ball, and he dropped it. Like the you got to catch that ball, bro. You're an NFL millionaire tight end. You got to catch that ball. And he's nobody, but he's still a millionaire. He's still making a million. I guarantee it.
Oh,
and
no
he
doubt.
Dropped the ball at the 2 yard. No one around him. You got to make that catch, bro. You're a millionaire tight end in the NFL starting. You got to catch that ball. Otherwise, you know, you suck. That's it. I don't care what anybody says. You drop the ball. You're getting paid millions. You're pro. I know it happens. I know it happens. But don't tell me it happens when you're at the goal line with nobody on you or you're in the end zone with 3 guys on you, but they weren't hitting you when the ball was in your hands. They hit you after you dropped it. He dropped that ball before he got hit. And you know it. So, and he's also the one that fumbled in the Lions game on the last play, which would have been a field goal by Boswell to win the game. Because that was at the 28-yard line. And he fumbled a ball with nobody around him. I think Freiermuth's a great player. I love him. I love him on the Steelers. The kid's been great. But on the Lion game, he was terrible. And in the Viking game, he was even worse. I mean, that was it. He had 2 bad games in the worst time possible, right? At the end of the game. And you know I'm right. It's that simple.
He was very bad in the Lion game, and he has to catch that ball against the Vikings. I thought, they made excuses for him on the TV broadcast too. They made all the excuses in the world for him. That's a tough catch. You got to catch the football.
You got to make that catch. I'll tell you what, Heath Miller would have made that catch.
Yes.
You know it. So, tell me about your Bills. What the plan is. What do you think is going to happen? Is he going to go or not?
It sounds like when you listen to all the guys at practice, it sounds like he's been taking a lot more reps than McDermott's been letting on. One of the tackles, Deion Dawkins, was saying that Josh was out there a lot. It sounds like he's playing. I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, obviously he's banged up, but they're not 10-4. You know, they're 7-6. So, as great as it sounds to give him a break and, you know, let Trubisky beat the Panthers, like, you're not really in a position where you could do that. If they were in first or they had a 2-game lead on the pitch, yeah, sure, you know, let Josh get healthy. But they're not at that point. They need to win football games. And they're a bully team. When they play bad teams, they beat them up. And maybe they'll smash them in the first half and then you can give them the second half off. I mean, maybe they'll be up 3 or 4 scores, and you can take him out for the fourth quarter. I think that's going to be where it's at. He's playing.
Are the Rams going to lose the game to Seattle? They got 25 players now on the COVID list, including Von Miller.
Here's the thing, though, and this is the key point. I know that these numbers look huge, like, the Browns, 20 players, Washington, 20 players, the Rams, 25 players. Who are the 25 players? Okay? That's the thing. You got to look at What's in the pudding? Yes, it's guys. How many regulars are out? Is Stafford playing? Yes. Is Aaron Donald playing? Yes. And for me, those two things are enough where I think they'll still beat Seattle, who's also missing guys. I mean, Lockett's not playing for them. Running back Collins ain't playing. I mean, Seattle's not showing up with a full squad either.
Plus, they suck.
And they suck. So,
right? I mean, they still had a terrible season.
I still like the Rams. They're blowing that.
Up. Stafford, Kupp, and Donald are playing. That's all.
Right, and Kupp's playing too. And that's who I forget. Kupp's in the game. Stafford's in the game. Donald's in the game. I'm still taking the Rams.
What are the odds? What are you giving me odds wise on the over under on me going to Pittsburgh and going to a Penguin game with 20,000 fans and a Steeler game with 70,000 fans and getting on a plane Monday? I come back to New York on Monday. I play in a semifinal basketball game Monday night at 7:30. What are the odds? What is the over under on whether I come back with Omicron?
It's a pick'em. It's a pick'em. It's a pick'em. The way things are going right now, it's -110 both ways. It's a straight pick'em right now. There's just no. It's like.
I got a chance to be sick within days.
I don't know if you'll be sick, but you might get it.
I might get it within. I
because
mean,
a lot of people,
is a, straight
a lot of people, is a lot of people who it, are as vaccinated as you, you know, they get it, but they don't feel anything.
I mean, is there like anything I can do? Is there any narcotics I can take?
I mean, you might get it. You might get it and not know until you give it to somebody else.
Oh. The shovel. Shovel it off to somebody else.
I mean, that's how sometimes these things happen.
Maybe the chick at the counter at the hotel cough on me and then it'll just spray right across the counter in my face. And then I'll turn around and go, "Did you see that chick just spit on me?" And then the guy I'm with will get it. when it deflects off me and smacks him in the face. Brell and Avenge. All right, so that's all she wrote, Carver High. The Chiefs win in overtime. And Carver, a Kelce touchdown, 34 yards, ices it for Mahomes at SoFi in Lipstick City. That's it for me for 2021. Unfortunately, for fans, I'm sure Carver High will hold it down for you on coast to coast and on the bench on the TV and radio sides every day, coast to coast at 4, for on the bench at 10. Have a kick-ass Christmas and a New Year's. Hopefully, you'll stay healthy. Stay away from lots of people, I guess. Don't be having, you know, big parties. It's not going to go well. You might want to just hit that JMO bottle on your own. Have your own party. Don't be going over there and, you know, gathering with 20, 30 people, 15, 10. I mean, it's just a disaster. So, you know, watch football, watch bowl games, crappy bowl games with no good players. I'm sure hopefully they'll still have NHL and NBA games. And you'll be good to go. And you can hopefully Santa won't sleep with your wife like he did mine. And then hopefully New Year's Eve, the ball will drop. Are they actually having millions of people in Times Square? That sounds like a Petri dish waiting to happen. Carver High, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year's. Send my best to Hot Nicole and the kids. I love you. And I'll see you soon. I'll... think of me tomorrow night in Pittsburgh at the Penguin game and Sunday at the Steeler-Titan game. If I see you in Pittsburgh, I see you. If I don't, have a great holidays, both of them, Christmas and New Year's. Good night, everybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.